We explain how the internet works and provide tips and tricks for using browsers. This is Uta. Uta is 57 years old. During school holidays, her nephew Florian comes to visit. He brings his father's laptop with him so that he can keep in contact with his friend Andreas via the internet. They talk to each other using chat, send each other photos, and play games together. Uta feels out of her depth here because, although Florian has already taken her through her first tentative steps of using the internet several times now, they have never got any further than writing emails. Florian thinks that Uta needs to know more about the internet, and so he shows her the basics. The internet is like a huge, constantly growing town. There are residents, houses, streets, and cars. Each resident can determine what their home looks like, whether, for example, people can buy things from there, or just look at things and find out information, like in a museum. If a given resident wants to visit another house, they get into their car and enter the destination address to their satellite navigation system. It's actually all very simple, and it's exactly the same on the internet. Houses here are called websites, and the residents are internet users. Users decide what they want their website, for instance their home, to look like, and what people can do there. If a given user wants to visit another website, they also need something to get them there: their browser. A browser is the central control cockpit with all the necessary control elements. Forwards and backwards, save favorite addresses, or receive automatic updates on news, online auctions, the weather, and sports. Just like a car that is driven a lot and regularly needs to be taken to a garage for maintenance and MOTs, browsers also need to be maintained to prevent the occurrence of security risks. For this purpose, free browser updates are available, which can usually be found under the menu option Tools, Extras, or Help on the most common browsers, such as Windows Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, Opera, or Chrome. So far, so good for Uta. But although her browser has so far always been up to date whenever she has surfed the internet, when she went online for the first time, she noticed that on some sites, text blocks overlapped, and some forms didn't work. Even friends' suggestions of simply changing her browser did not provide a permanent solution to the problem. It was something that really annoyed her. Florian tries to explain it to her. On the internet, there are specific standards which define how websites are displayed. These standards are like traffic rules and should be observed by all website operators. If these rules are not observed, each browser will interpret the website in question differently. This means that a particular site may look good on one browser, but not on another, and that the opposite may be true for a different site. Whenever Florian comes across this type of display problem on the internet, he usually contacts the operator of the website in question directly, because he believes that by doing so, he is helping make the internet just that little bit better. He has even recently become a webmaster himself. He maintains his school's website. To prevent display problems from occurring with his school's website and to ensure that it is always displayed exactly how he wants it to be displayed, Florian always tries to adhere to the internet standards. Recently, a new website was launched dedicated to this issue: www.msdn-online.de/besserweb. Florian is able to find useful information here about how he can run his school's website in line with internet standards. He can also report any websites where he's come across problems, something for which he can even win great prizes as a thank you for his help in contributing to a better web. Uta now understands how important it is that her browser is up to date and to adhere to internet standards. She's now also really enthusiastic about using the internet and about the possibilities it has to offer, and immediately registers with the chat provider that Florian uses. And Florian, thanks to his excellent explanation of how it all works, he's now left sitting there without his computer. You win prizes. The internet gains in value. www.msdn-online.de/besserweb.